Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. Help you to be able to know what God has in store for all of us tonight. Paul's transformation from being a persecutor to become a preacher. He was once a persecutor of believers. He was persecuting believers. But God, who is no respecter of person, can call anyone and change your identity and give you a new identity. Like for most of us who were usually doing our own thing, God called us, changed our name, and gave us a new identity. The power of turn around. Many great leaders have a past that could have disqualified them. Do you believe it? But instead, God used them for His own purposes. So God used Saul's weaknesses for His own purposes. Paul, formerly called Saul, is a perfect example that we are going to talk about today. Before his transformation, Saul was a feared persecutor of Christians. But on the road to Damascus, he encountered Jesus and everything changed. I'm not too sure where you are in your journey, but I want to tell you that unless the Lord have an encounter with you, your life will still be the same. Just imagine a ruthless and a determined, convinced he was right in his mission. Saul was so determined and was convinced that he was doing the right thing about what he was doing by persecuting Christians. Then one day, you know, the Bible says 1,000 years is like unto the Lord one day. And we have something in our local dialect as Ghanaians. We say one day for the thief man, but one day for the owner. You can keep on stealing, but one day you'll be caught. And when you are caught, you begin to wonder, oh my goodness, why did I even do what I did? So that day, Saul, who was on his mission to persecute Christians, everything changed. He encountered Jesus and became an advocate for the very people he once sought to destroy. This is the real story of Saul, later known as Paul. Now, I want us to think for a moment. Can you think of someone who experienced a dramatic change in their beliefs or actions? And now think about what caused their own transformation. Now, if you don't think about anybody, but think about your own self. When you had not given your life to Christ, what was your past? And now that you have given your life to Christ, what is your present? Once I was blind, but now I can see. So the first question is, who is Paul? Originally named Saul of Tarsus. He was originally named Saul of Tarsus. He was a Pharisee and he was a Roman citizen, a highly educated scholar who persecuted Christians. He was known as the one who persecuted Christians. He was the one who brought a lot of trouble to the Christendom. After his encounter with Jesus in Acts chapter 9, he became one of the greatest missionaries in history. And one would ask, was Paul one of the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ? And I'm sure many people wonder because Paul is being mentioned than most of the 12 disciples of Jesus. Well, the answer is Paul was not one of the 12 disciples, but he was used so mightily by God. Why is Paul mentioned more than many? Because Paul wrote more than anyone else in the Bible. Yeah, that is true. He wrote 13 epistles in the New Testament. Do you remember one of the letters that Paul wrote? I'm asking a question. Do anybody know one of the letters that Paul wrote?
No.
Oh, well, somebody knows. Can somebody mention one of the writings of Paul? Oh, you make me cry and you make me sad. Nobody knows any writings about Paul? Oh, my goodness.
We need to learn something. Is it okay?
I'm listening.
So it's very
one of the writings of Paul. Paul wrote 13 epistles in the New Testament alone.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren.
Well, you are quoting, but I want the book that he wrote.
Book. Corinthians.
Yes. Corinthians. First Corinthians, Second Corinthians, Colossians. Many of them. Thessalonians, First and Second Thessalonians. Those were writings of Paul, you know. I just want you to begin to think through the things that you already know. Paul's missionary work was very extensive. He also traveled across the Roman Empire. He preached to the Jews and the Gentiles alike, expanding Christianity beyond Israel. His lifestyle was well documented. Luke wrote about Paul extensively in the book of Acts. His teachings shaped the church doctrine. It was Paul's teachings that shape the church doctrines. The concept like grace, Paul talks much about the grace. Grace as an undeserved favor done us. If somebody tells you that, what is grace? Grace means an undeserved favor that was done to you. You and I, we are not even deserving God's grace. But Paul talks about the fact that it is by the grace of God, I am who I am today. That is Paul speaking. So Paul talks about grace. Paul talks about faith. He talks about faith. What is faith? Faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Faith is believing in the word of God. Faith is taking God by his word. Faith is not looking at the circumstances of the storm, but believing that what God has said in his word, he will do it. Paul talked about that. Paul talked about salvation, that by grace are we saved, not through our works. Paul talks about we need to repent and get saved. That is the teachings of Paul. Beloved, understanding Saul's transformation. For us to understand, we need to also understand his background, right? In Akan language, we say, Kwatsiru kwasi obama otama bisa nizin. Nara nizin se. Kwatsirikwa. Now, no promises to Omo Tama. Bisede, where we were from then. So, now let's talk about Saul's background. He was a Pharisee. Do you know who a Pharisee is? A devoted to the Jewish law. According to Philippians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Will somebody open and read that for us? Philippians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. If you have your Bible with you. If not, I'll move on. On the way to Damascus Road, Paul encountered God. A mission of destruction became a moment of divine intervention. I'm telling you, when God has his hand on you, no matter your circumstances, he will use you for his own glory. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus' words was this. When the light threw on Paul on the way to Damascus, he said, "Why are you persecuting me?" When the light threw on Paul on the way to Damascus, he couldn't believe that he was blind. So he asked the Lord, "Why are you persecuting me?" When Saul realized that he was not fighting against man, but he was fighting against God. You know, sometimes the people who bully us from school, they bully us at work, they even bully us at everywhere we go. Because we are Christians, we are so quiet. Then people are taking advantage of our quietness. But I want to tell you that if you want to know God and want to know him well, you got to understand that God is no respecter of persons. Amen.
Amen.
And God can choose to do whatever he wants to do at any given time. He chooses who he wants to bless. And when God chooses to bless someone, don't be jealous, because God blesses us according to how much we give time unto him. Seek and you shall find. Knock and you shall be opened. Ask and you shall be given. How many times are you asking? How many times are you seeking? How many times are you knocking? You're even tired of knocking. The Bible says, you receive not because you have not asked anything. But I tell you tonight, ask and you shall receive. I will cause men to give unto you. Amen.
Amen.
There's only one person who has turned off his mute and responding. Others are all not here. Amen. They are here, but they're not here.
Amen.
I want to feel that I'm speaking to folks who are here, not absent, please. So,
amen.
Some of the lessons that we can hear or learn or glean from Paul's transformation was, God's grace can change anyone. Do you believe that? God's grace can change anyone. No matter how stubborn the person is, the grace of God is not sold in the market, makwala, or it's not sold in a supermarket. The grace of God is available for those who yield unto the Lord. The Lord is calling you, speaking to you many times. He's showing you many signs, but you are walking in your own self-conceit. So you cannot hear the voice of God. But tonight, I speak under the sound of my voice that if you shall yield unto God, he would make good use of you. He will transform your life. He will make better on his promises. Has he promised and has he failed? God is not a man that he should repent from what he says. His promises are yea and they are amen to it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
True encounter with God demands a response. If you have an encounter with God, there has to be a response. So Paul, who was Saul, surrendered and obeyed when God showed himself on the way to Damascus. For some of us, God has reminded us gently that I need you to surrender all to me, but we give up some and still hold on to certain things. I'm not too sure what you are holding on, but you are not receiving any blessings from Jehovah God because you are holding on to certain things. Some of us, we have been in church for a very long time, but yet it doesn't seem like we have known God. God is not a partial God. God is a sincere God. God is always looking for an opportunity to bless, to direct, and to show mercy on us. But you are not receiving anything because you are holding on to certain things. Surrender all to God tonight, I tell you. Surrender your will to God. Surrender that which you are holding on to. Because if God decides to do what he wants to do with your life, you got to surrender all.
Amen.
Some of us, we have become Christian for a long time, but we're still holding on to little grudges we have with our sisters, with our brothers, with our cousins. And because of that, we cannot receive the blessings of God. Let go. Let go. You know, when I say let go, what I mean is when you feel like using the bathroom and you don't get opportunity to go into the bathroom quick, you see how you can mess up yourself? Let go with whatever you are holding on to, because when you let go with those things you are holding on, you will receive the blessings of Jehovah.
Amen.
When you let go with the things that you are holding on, you will receive the blessings of Jehovah.
Amen.
Our past doesn't define our future. I say it again. Our past doesn't define our future. Once upon a time, I was a thief. Once upon a time, I was a damn liar. Once upon a time, I was wretched. But when I came to know the Lord transformed my life. He gave me a new name. He put a new cloth on me. He changed my story. He made me so handsome that people look at me and say, who is this person? And I said, the Lord has made me who I am today.
Amen.
This is what God can do. Man can only destroy us. Man can only accuse us. Man can say negative things about us. Man will remember what we did 10 years ago. They'll remember what we did to them 20 years ago. But the Bible says, and your sins will I remember no more.
Amen.
Do you want to align with God or you want to align with man? If you align with God, you will be straight and you will receive the best from the Lord.
Amen.
Our past must not define our future. Paul's past didn't stop God from calling him. Paul's strength and weakness is in his calling. I want you to look at your own self and ask yourself, what is my strength as a believer? What is my weakness? Is my strength overshadowing my weakness? Now, let me just identify something that you need to know about Paul. His knowledge of the Jewish law. He understood what the Jewish law was. He used to prove Jesus, was the Messiah. The Jewish law told him and helped him to understand that Jesus was the Messiah. Paul's other strength was the zeal he had to become a believer. And when he was not a believer, he had that same zeal, a strength to persecute the people who were following Christ. And the same zeal was the zeal the Lord used when he called him to become one of his disciples. Passion redirected for God's purpose. I want to encourage you tonight, direct your purpose on kingdom purposes so that you too can do things to glorify God. Number three, Paul was a Roman citizen, an open door, which allowed him to preach in Rome. His reputation made his testimony so powerful. His transformation was undeniable when he came to know the Lord. And one thing I want you to know, his weakness, the Bible says, for Paul had prayed many times and I've told God, please take away this weakness from me, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. He says, take away this thorn of flesh in me. The Bible says God told him, Paul, this thorn of flesh is what I boast in. I boast in your weaknesses. For my grace is sufficient for you, even in your weaknesses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
His harsh personality as an individual, bold and direct, sometimes causing conflict, but God still used him to glorify himself. Folks, I want you to consider this. How can we use our past for God's purposes? Your background can help you to relate with God better. I thought you'd say amen to that.
Amen.
Your background will help you to serve God better. There are people who, because of their background, they cling to worship God in every circumstance, in every situation. So your background should be able to lead you to do something to glorify God. God has redeemed all of us from the pit of hell and has given us a new name. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new person. The old are gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you changed? Are you still the same? Are you the same person when you didn't know Christ? And when you came to know the Lord, are you still the same person? Then you are kidding yourself. Don't deceive yourself. For whatever a man soweth, so he shall reap. You would not sow mango and get tomato out of that. For whatever you sow is what you will reap. I do not want you to deceive yourself by wasting your time in the house of God and knowing that you are not for God. But I want to tell you tonight that if God be for you, no man can be against you.
Amen.
Not Amen. Your past or broken record, but God can use your past to transform your present. Are you resting in God's call like Paul? Are you willing to let go and use your past for the glory of God? Tonight, you know yourself more than I do. And I'm not pretending that I'm an angel because I have my own weaknesses. And I'm praying to God that God help me to become a better person. I want to encourage you tonight, even as we prepare ourselves to go before the Lord. I want you to say that, Lord, help me. Help me. According to Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 22. Now, as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? That is our memory verse for today. Meanwhile, Saul still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus. That was what he was going to do at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. You see, that was his plan. But God went before Saul. He asked, who are you, Lord? The reply came, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do. The Lord has already prepared somebody ahead of you to save you. He has brought somebody in front of you to make a difference in your life. For 3 days, he was without sight. He went blind. Saul went blind and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord has said to him in a vision. He answered, here am I, Lord. Now watch this. The Lord said to him, Ananias, get up and go to the street called Straight. And at that house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment, he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight. Everything was recorded, but the Lord said to him, go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before the Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. I thought somebody would say amen to that.
Amen.
So Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized. And after taking some of the food, he regained his strength again. Would somebody say amen?
Amen.
For several days, he was with disciples in Damascus. And immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying, he is the Son of God. I'm telling you, when God touches your life will never be the same. If you are still the same person that you were 2 years ago, stealing from your mother's pot, if you are still the same person lying through your teeth, then you must be born again tonight. Because God is not a joke. And all who heard him were amazed and said, is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem among those who invoke this name? And he has not come here for the purpose of bringing them bound before the chief priest. So people were wondering, isn't that Saul who was really persecuting Christians? What is he doing here? Now, God also brought another man. That man is called Barnabas. Barnabas' name is Son of Encouragement. Somebody said, God, we need Barnabas in our day because we need somebody to encourage us. We need somebody to encourage us because in our lives, there comes to a time that we feel that we are so weak. We are not strong enough to be able to do things. So we need Barnabas to encourage us. Barnabas took the hand of Paul and started announcing to him that I know this man. He was once a wicked man, but now he has given his life to the Lord. So Barnabas endorsed Saul, and the whole people accepted him. It's like taking your book or taking your whatever you have, and you go to Oprah Winfrey show, and Oprah says, I have read this book. I know it's a good book, and I endorse that everybody should buy it. Barnabas, meaning is son of encouragement. Barnabas endorsed the call of Saul to the Christendom. Tonight we are going to pray. We are going to pray. And as we are entering into a time of prayer, I want you to know that God will not fail us. We would ask our dear sister Efe. Efe, are you there or you are gone? Efe, my own niece, Efe, are you there? All right. We're going to enter into a time of prayer tonight.
Please, I'm here.
Oh, you are here. I want you to lead the prayer section from now. You are going to lead us to pray for a transformation in our lives as individuals. That's number one. Number two, you are going to lead us to pray for our families. And number three, you're going to lead us to pray for our work and our finances. And number four, you are going to lead us to pray that we can encourage others to do things to glorify God. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, Efe,
you are. We enter into a time of prayer. We want to come before the Lord after his word. We want to first of all thank God for the word that has come forth. We want to pray that this word will bear fruit in our lives and that our lives will manifest the soul-given nature, the Paul-given nature that we've studied about right now. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you thanks. We give you praise for your word.
We are now your
thank you for this word. We know that this word has fallen.
There's nothing the Lord you can do. You are good God. You never feel that. You worship your name. We exalt you. We told thee. Matuli and Akita Rabasoto. In the name of Jesus, we worship you, Lord. We glorify you.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.